USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging all Americans to leave that country as the possibility of Russia invading it grows stronger. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in her daily news briefing the Biden administration is monitoring the situation.
We certainly are watching closely the buildup of tens of thousands of troops on the border, and also the fact that we want to ensure there are ample ways for American citizens to depart Ukraine should they decide to leave Ukraine. We're certainly encouraging them to do that.
President Biden has formally announced the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, thanking him for his, quote, remarkable service. Biden also has reaffirmed his commitment to nominate the High Court's first black woman justice.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly will use the insanity defense. That's according to a legal notice filed today in a Michigan district court. The 15-year-old is accused of gunning down four students and injuring seven others on November 30th. He pleaded not guilty this month to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism. Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett appeared in court via virtual connection today for a status hearing in his fake crime hoax case. Fox News reports the hearing was held on Zoom. The judge gave the defense until February 25th to file post-trial motions. Smollett will be sentenced March 10th. He was convicted on five counts in the case. The ninth-largest school district in the country is banning excused absences related to COVID-19 beginning January 31st. The Orange County Public School District in Florida says students will be considered truant because the state has not extended its quarantine code. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
An 8-year-old girl gunned down in what police say was a Chicago gang crossfire shooting.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House Oversight Committee will huddle with several former employees of the Washington football team to discuss alleged workplace misconduct and sexual harassment. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who chairs the committee, says employees were subjected to abuse and misconduct for more than 20 years. We'll know after this Sunday's NFL American and National Football Conference Championship games will be playing in Super Bowl 56 come February 13th. And now we're starting to learn who will be in some of the Super Bowl TV commercials. USA Today reports cashback shopping platform Rakuten has announced Hannah Waddingham will be the leading lady in its first ever Super Bowl spot. You've heard of Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog who pops up from his burrow on Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania every February 2nd? Well, MLive reports Michigan has a clairvoyant groundhog of its own. Woody the Woodchuck is set to make her 23rd annual prediction. Woody's forecast, though, is based on how much time she spends outside a tree stump that has a roof and a door. For USA Radio News, I'm James Gimmel.